Texans 360. Be on the lookout for our 2015-2016 calendar later this summer. But right now, let's go to DP Sidhu, who caught up with secondary coach John Butler.
Your coaching career began really early, right after you graduated from Catholic University. When did you first think of coaching as a career for yourself?
I probably gave it my first strong consideration the spring, maybe of my junior year, heading into my senior year of college football. I had a unique experience at Catholic U where I was able to play football and basketball in college. And we had a coaching transition. A guy named Tom Clark came in, coached me my senior year, had a background at a higher level, coached at University of Colorado under Bill McCartney when they won the national championship. So to make a long story short, at the conclusion of my senior year, following his first year as a coach, which then led into the spring of my senior year as well, he asked basically the million-dollar question, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? And I said, well, I'm going to get a degree in human resources management, and I'm going to go try to find a job. And he said, well, why don't you think about coaching? I think it's something. I think you have some certain skills that would lend to a decent career in this business, and give it a shot. Coach with me and kind of help me recruit through the remainder of your senior year since your eligibility is up, and then we'll see where it goes from there. And what I did is I ended up signing on with him to coach with him for 2 years after I graduated in the spring of 95. So I coached the 95 football season and the 96 football season at Catholic U, and then kind of took off from there.
What do you think it was that he saw in you? What do you think those skills were that he saw in you that he thought would make you a good coach?
I don't know. I guess I think I've always been fairly perceptive in all aspects of my life, in terms of whether it be situations that happen within the sporting contests that I have or just with relationships and dealing with people. I've been able to kind of, you know, be alert and aware of the circumstances that are around me, and I've had the ability to adapt to a whole lot of things. So I think that probably, and I just think he saw a passion for competition in me that both came out in both a negative way probably at times. And then a positive way. So I think he probably saw, you know, that natural fire, I guess you want to say, and felt like maybe he could help me channel that in the right direction. I would say those things probably were.
So when you began coaching, you were probably closer in age to the players maybe than even some of the coaches.
Yes.
Did you think that was an advantage? Was it challenging?
I thought it was an advantage. I thought it was definitely a challenge and an advantage at the same time, in that I had the respect of my peers and the guys that I had just played with, you know, but at the same time, the negative of it is they also, you know, I used to hang out with those guys off the field and, you know, do the things that players would do, and just from a social aspect. So when you know the players on such a strong personal level, and then you've got to kind of wear a different hat as a coach, it was something a challenge that I knew I had to embrace early, and one that, you know, honestly, a lot of those guys, there's about five or six of them that, you know, I was very close with in the class below me, and we're still very close. And we will joke about that at times, that, you know, the things, the way I had to act when I was the coach around them as opposed to, you know, the former teammate. But that was a challenge.
You've coached linebackers, special teams. You were the defensive coordinator at Penn State and now obviously the secondary. What position did you actually play?
Right, I was a defensive back. So
Okay. Basically
I played corner my freshman and senior year, and I played strong safety down, we call it now a box safety. I joke. I said I had the skills of a box safety and a roll corner, which means you don't have to have very much athleticism. You just have to be smart and tough. But I was a defensive back in college.
So was it hard to coach other position groups, or did you have that perspective from just playing the game?
It's funny. I think I did, but I think that I always, you know, I'm going into year 21 of coaching, and I want to say about 10 to, if I broke it down, probably 10 to 12 of them have been coaching linebackers. And it just was, I want to say, at least initially, my mentality was probably more suited younger in my career towards playing closer towards the line of scrimmage, being a little bit more aggressive, you know, not necessarily, you know, linebackers have to be cerebral, but at the same time, their first instinct has got to be for them to attack and, you know, be aggressive. So I think that lended to that. And then I always kind of embraced all aspects of the defensive side of the football. You know, even when I was playing secondary, I wanted to know what the defensive line was doing. I'm as a down safety, I'm coordinated with the linebackers I'm working with. I have to kind of work hand in hand with them. So I think it was something that was, you know, again, another challenge early in my career that I had to, you know, learn, but one that I think kind of came natural just because I've always kind of had an open mind to everything.
That's all for this edition of Texans 360. We hope you enjoyed the sneak peek of our calendar shoot. Make sure to watch the calendar special airing this summer. Mark will be back with you guys in Houston next week. Go Texans!